South Post paid 1740, 960, and 740 across the board, Mr. Jeeves. Now, we will have the latest sports once again for you at 1230 when Bob Diamond scores again.
On WKBW in Buffalo. A late score just had to be, ladies and gentlemen. Sark Healy, 4, and Miller's 2.
You always know the score.
That's a great song. It's by Bobby V. That's called I'll Make You Mine. It's a great song. The other side is even better. It's called She's Sorry. Now, Kingfish, you got to like it. Oh, I refuse to like something like that. I'd rather hang around at Royal Mystic Knights at a sea lodge and look around at all the mommy-in-laws coming in.
There's only one mommy-in-law.
Oh, you said that. Oh, does she make me so sick? She kept asking me for money. Yesterday, she asked me for $100. The day before, she wanted $70. Today, she asked me for $200.
What does she do with all that money? I don't know. I never give her any.
Whoa. Operation Snowflake, Lake Calling.
From KB Winter Alert Sources, direct to Buffalo and the Niagara Frontier, all season long, you'll hear the latest weather forecasts, traffic bulletins, school closing information, skiing reports. First on WKBW.
Long after dark, on I'm still here. It's 12 degrees on KB Radio. The Taylor weather here until midnight tonight on WKBW in Buffalo, New York. Fred.
Hey, you know, you talk about a great song. This is my estimation. It's worth the price of the song. Standing in the corner.
Two-story high. There is an angel who caught my eye. I want to know her. But me, I'm mine. And not I. Join the crowd around the corner.
Around the corner.
Around the corner. My shining star has pretty dresses. All up at the top. And I've been told the way things are. Because I know I shouldn't go. Around the corner.
Around the corner.
Everybody tells me my fate to just forget her. I should know.
Sung for you by Benny King's. His newest song reminds me of Spanish Harlem just a little bit, which was a 1960 classic from the Grooveyard. We got to get that out one night. It's 22 before 12 KB on a Monday night, Joey Reynolds program. Any of the songs you hear on tonight's program.
Oh, tell them, man.
I am, George. Any songs you hear on tonight's program, you know, any KB classics, for instance, any of the new ones, you'll find any record here on KB.
No, 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 you won't
find
it. What am I talking about?
You find it by writing to this address. The same people. But all singles played on WKBW Radio, plus the classics, are available by sending $1. Including postage and handling charges to Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York. If you live in Canada, you add 25 cents. That's Hit Records, Box 68, Market Station, Buffalo, New York. You got any song you want to hear? All right, it's 12 degrees on KB Radio right now. And, oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to apologize tonight. The commercial, which was regularly scheduled for this time, has just been canceled. The sponsor called me earlier. He is the fellow that owns Command, Mr. Alberto Culver. And he also makes VO5, and he gave me a call, and I told him that Alberto was a funny first name. And that wasn't all. He had his wife call, because they always listen to the program. They live in Greece, Jersey, in New Jersey, and they called me, and they said that I shouldn't mention that Alberto Culver lived in Greece, because Command is Greaseless. That was one of the things, and his wife, no. And well, his wife was a little put out, and I don't think they want to be sponsors anymore, ever since I said Command reeks. When I was only joking when I said it, because Command is the greatest product you can get for your hair, especially you guys. And any girl knows that she can't pick up a tube of Command because she's not allowed to. And any guy knows that once he takes a little Command and puts it on his hair, he will go to the office and get a raise the next day. And he will also, his girls will start proposing to him when he uses Command. And if you don't use it, then you're out of luck. You know what I mean? But you've got to use Command on your hair. And it will get you things that you wouldn't ordinarily get. And you know what I mean. Command. Yes, it's Greaseless. Made by the same people that just canceled.
No mistake, I'll take the man who takes command.
It wouldn't go very well in my Crittleman's coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Garland, Mantovani. Tammy Davis will not be heard tonight on WKBW. Instead, Martha and the Vandellas. hasn't even been hurt. Oh, here's Joey Reynolds. Thank you very much, George. I mean, they think you're taking over.
Well, I am.
It's eight. What do you mean you are?
Well, yeah, man. Hound Dog's going to return tonight.
You can't. There's 18 minutes left. You can't take over. Oh, man, we got it all planned tonight. What is this?
Well, you see, I gave Bob Diamond his first break in radio, man.
What did you do?
I borrowed 10 from him. That was all he had, and it was a break.
KB Fortune Cookies are here.
Right. Starting today, KB Dragon Ladies are visiting Sapler's stores with free KB Fortune Cookies for you.
Delicious fortune cookies, free, each with a KB Cookie Fortune inside.
And each hour on KB, the VIPs will read a fortune on the air. If it matches your fortune, you have 24 hours to come to KB and claim a glamorous prize.
One of more than $10,000 worth of prizes being offered.
So watch for the KB Dragon Ladies at Sapler's with KB Fortune Cookies. And stay on the 1520 line for a Cookie Fortune. Fortunes that can mean handsome prizes for you.
Remember, KB Fortune Cookies are here.
And so that's it. You see, Diamond and I are going to take over your show, man.
Well, how are you going to do that? You can't. We're going to reveal to the world that you're engaged.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, that means that, man, you're engaged. It's all over. You're not a teenage idol anymore.
Well, I never was a teenage idol. I was always for the people.
Well, another Castro, man.
No, well, what do you mean? No, I didn't.
Send this out to Jim Fagan. It's called Good News.
My baby's coming home tomorrow.
Yeah, if it missed for a drink.
Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
He'd be wailing on the street without a job.
Baby's coming home tomorrow.
Everybody's street block by block.
Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got a letter just the other day telling me that she was on her way. She wanted me to meet her at the station. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she still loved me. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? In the letter, she told me she loved me. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? She said she's sorry that she left. She don't want nobody else. Said she wants me all to herself. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news?
Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York. Stand by for this shocker from West Seneca. A 14-year-old boy was killed tonight when struck down by a car on East and West Road between Union and Orchard Park Roads. Dead on arrival at South Buffalo Mercy Hospital was Daniel Walter Smith of 201 East and West Road. He lay dead at the hospital for over 2 hours before being identified. He's the son of Walter and Evelyn Smith of the West Seneca address. The driver of the car, 42-year-old Clifford Franklin of 45 Neubauer, West Seneca, was questioned by police and then released. Governor Rockefeller said the federal government should try and hit a balanced budget in 3 years. This remark was made by Rocky in reference to the national political scene during a question and answer period in Albany today. The session followed an address to delegates at the Legislative Conference of the Federation of Women's Republican Clubs in New York State. Concerning his own budget in 1964 and 65, Rocky said it was running into big trouble because of the increased costs of education and failure of the economy to grow at the rate he anticipated 5 years ago. Rocky, whose current goals include presidency in the White House, announced he would be coming out soon with the plans for long-range development in New York State. Concerning the battle between Rockefeller and Senator Barry Goldwater for the GOP presidential nomination, Senator Jacob Javits said the two are now even in the race. The New York Republican is an outspoken supporter of Governor Rockefeller. Also on Capitol Hill today, the governor signed 28 bills into law. All the measures were approved without memorandum. A charge was made today that Governor Rockefeller tried to halt a New Hampshire primary vote drive for Henry Cabot Lodge by an overseas telephone call to the ambassador in South Vietnam. The charge was made by J. Richard Jackman, chairman of the Draft Lodge Committee. Rockefeller talked with Lodge Friday. He had no comment this evening on Jackman's statement. A bill has been introduced in the legislature which would prohibit off-duty policemen from carrying guns. The sponsor, Manhattan Democrat Senator Jerome Wilson, said the measure was prompted by a fatal shooting of a youth last week Thursday. At Princess Anne, Maryland tonight, a burning cross flamed in the darkness near the campus of Maryland State College at Princess Anne. It apparently was ignited by opponents of the civil rights demonstrations staged by students at the predominantly Negro school for the past 3 days. In the meantime, down south, Teamster boss Jimmy Hoffa may take the stand tomorrow or Wednesday at his trial of jury tampering charges. Dean Wickersham in Chattanooga has details on that story for KB News.
As the trial of James R. Hoffa on jury tampering charges enters its sixth week, this morning the colorful, controversial president of the Teamsters Union said he may take the witness stand in his own behalf. Defense attorneys have stated they plan to call Hoffa as a witness, and is believed likely they could call him sometime tomorrow and possibly Wednesday. He's expected to be the last witness for the defense, although earlier witnesses may be recalled by attorneys for either side. The fiery labor leader and his battery of legal experts have been waging a determined defensive battle for the trial here in Chattanooga, and it's a possibility that the summary of the trial may be concluded by Wednesday. This is Dean Wickersham reporting for WKBW, Buffalo, New York, from Chattanooga.
In final news headlines, the six non-permanent members of the UN Security Council have agreed to try to work out a peaceful settlement of the Cyprus crisis. The action came following the breakdown of Secretary General Todd's personal mediation efforts. A fact-finding committee, meantime, of the Organization of American States in Washington today has charged Cuba with committing political aggression against Venezuela. And finally, the Texas Supreme Court has turned down a defense appeal that persons who saw the shooting of Lee Oswald on TV be barred from the jury trying Jack Ruby for murder. The weather in a moment.
The bank with the big difference is Citizens Central Bank, featuring exclusively daily matic interest from day of deposit to day of withdrawal on your savings. Citizens Central Bank brings you your community bulletin board. Your community bulletin board is another service from Citizens Central Bank, announcing church, school, and fraternal activities in the Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs area.
On the 29th of this month, a smorgasbord by the American Legion Auxiliary at the Holland Legion Hall, serving from 5 until 9, and there'll be music for dancing.
Remember, your savings earn interest every minute, every hour, and every day. At Citizens Central Bank. Offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
The official KB Weather Eye forecast for this hour, fair and frigid tonight. Low ranging from near zero in the city to 10 or 15 below zero in rural sections. Tomorrow, light snow with a high temperature near 25. Present KB reading at 11 degrees. Humidity at 73%. Winds are from the south-southwest at 5 miles an hour. Buffalo driving conditions are good. This edition of Pulse Beat News brought to you by the Citizens Central Bank with offices in Arcade, Delavan, Rushford, and Silver Springs, New York.
Repeating the K-Big story of the moment.
Boy killed in West Seneca.
KB's Nighttime Sound now with the biggest VIP of them all. It's Joey Reynolds.
Hello.
What's green and rents for $150 a month?
A three-room house.
Show's program. Play that fast speed. It's 5 minutes before 12 o'clock on KB Radio, the home of the Bob Diamond program. And Bob Diamond will take on a new partner tonight, Judy Garland. And they will open tonight as well. Can you imagine Garland and... No, it has to be the other way around. Diamond and Garland building castles in the air. Never mind, you've got to live here to know what's going on. Well, we're going to go now. No. I got another song to play.
Oh, you want me to stay there? Take me into the music hall tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go into KB's music room now. Excuse me while I walk down the hall. All right, we are in the music hall now on KB Radio. And as you know, hello, Diamond, welcome to the music hall. How are you tonight? This is the grand room.
I'm glad to see my first song.
It cost you grand to build it.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Thank you, Judy. We love you, you're just incredible. What I want to do tonight is I want to sing with Gesley Lohr, bathing queen of America, because he bought her on the Peter Pan bathing suit company on Wall Street. No, they're in the garment district in New York. That's where she rose out of the garments, right into records. That's what I got her clothes. But what I want to tell you, friends, is tonight I want to sing with Leslie Gore. Now, this has been my lifetime bishop for a long time, and many weekends I have been practicing to sing with Leslie because I find it very difficult to learn words. And tonight I finally know the words to "You Don't Own Me." And I was thinking I would sing along with Leslie since I practiced all weekend. Can we have the song, please? And I will sing along with Leslie Gore tonight. My big part now, my big chance.
You don't own me.
When you sing something different.
Wait, I don't understand. Those aren't the words I'm
saying.
Understand, that's
saying what I learned. What is it? That's not the song I learned. I learned the British words.
Well, everything's British. We don't have anything as American anymore. We went back. We're another colony again. You heard the Beatles interview. They said, well, we were one of the colonies. They were nice enough. Wasn't that nice of them to say that? I got a flash. England's one of our colonies, baby. The world has changed. And as a matter of fact, if we want Canada, all we got to do is this. How about that? So I want to say something else tonight, and that is, this is the final show, and we'll see you again. No, not really. But I was a little offended when I saw that interview. Hello, Montreal. How are you? Maybe you have the right idea.
No, the way I saw this article about the Beatles arriving in London, England, and they arrived at the airport, and they said they were visiting one of the colonies.
I think that's offensive, because we're as great a country as England. You know, at least.
Besides, I mean, we've got all of their talent. They have all our money. We'll be willing to give them their talent back. Take those four narcs and give us our money.
And pay your bill. We'll see you again tomorrow between 7 and 4 on the program.
Elizabeth?
If you're listening on the continent somewhere tonight, you're with the prince.
You tell him I said to get pinched.
We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Bob Dylan. We have a ball tonight. We will see you tomorrow at 7, you know, for our regular Tuesday program. Until then, don't be a fan of Canada. We're just taking a little poke tonight. Anything important I have to say? Bob, are you all set for tonight? You in a good mood? That's all I'm interested in.
Well, I don't think I'm ready yet.
Oh, what? Bob has a baby.
Oh, well.
Hey, just every night I got to do. Isn't this a stupid routine to go through? I mean, I guess we'll talk about Britain as we go on talking.
Oh, how's your wife, Bob?
His wife. Oh, you've never seen a wife like this in your life.
How's the new house?
Mortgage, GI loan. He's a captain in the reserves in the Coast Guard. Or something, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, I gotta go now. It's 12 o'clock. I turn into a bar. We'll see you. No, I know. I turn into a pumpkin, really. Then I roll out to my car.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Bob Diamond, and it's ready to do its show right now.
Love Adventure?
Then stay here for the adventures of Charlie Chew on WKBW Radio, Buffalo, New York.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Let a smile be your brother. Don't get a mouthful of rain. We'll see you tomorrow.
He can say it again.
Music and fun just for you. If you stand up late, working, playing, or driving your bike, make a definite stay for house party wherever you are. Full night, full party with you.
Hey, oh, there you are. You were just talking to me, and I didn't know. Hey, good morning to you, Buffalo. Welcome aboard the Bob Diamond House Party Show on WKRW Radio. We're going to until 6 o'clock this morning. We've got all sorts of good things all lined up for you. We're going to, you know, raise the roof off the place, tear the whole town down, have a ball. And before we go any further, I have a very important announcement for you. I have a very important announcement for you this morning. This portion of the Bob Diamond House Party Show is being brought to you by Beetle Headquarters. And now offering a special Beetle package, so stay tuned.
Yeah, we're sending you all back.
Brought the package to a special four of Beetles in a box.
the Bob Diamond House Party Show on...
You want to say this?
I started off Diamond to Jim Fagan and Bobaloo.
Oh, wonderful. Now, the first two people I know and I think very highly of. Who's that fella there? It sounds like a Desi Arnaz reject. 1520 on your dial, the big sound of Buffalo, New York. This is WKBW Radio. I'll have a Diamond House Party Show until 6 o'clock this morning. And by then, everybody should be pretty well sick, so pleasant-tasting, fast-acting relief.
Good God, don't sweat him, man.
Bobaloo what?
He calls himself the Big Daddy after every record
all night. Oh, the Big Daddy.
It's time to cover to God.
I see. Is that what you have to do to be a, you know, a big jock?
Well, we were better, you're wearing like Scott Muni.
Oh, you're whining like Scott Muni. He mumbles.
You could be Mary the K, man, and have submarines.
Yeah, oh, hey, that sounds like fun. I'll start my own Navy. That sounds, you know, we'll start our own Navy, we'll have submarines out in Lake Erie, and we'll all go down to Front Park.
Putting off till tomorrow what you can learn today can be fatal. The Erie County Unit of the American Cancer Society urges you to write today for free life-saving information about cancer. Remember, cancer can strike anyone, men, women, children. But most cancer can be cured if treated early. WKBW Radio says, learn now. Address your request to the American Cancer Society, 630 Waldbridge Building, 43 Court Street, Buffalo, New York.
A little background music, please. Thank you very much. This is the Bob Diamond House Party Show until 6 o'clock this morning on 1529 your dial. The big sound of Buffalo, New York, WKBW Radio. All right, that was enough background music. Now let's take it from the top. One more time, from the top, maestro, if you please.
The sound of Buffalo Bunnies here.
This is the Beatles.
You gave me my big start. All right, you gave me my big start. Now, what else have you got to say this morning?
Man, you tell them how I taught you to be a good newsman, man.
I never did news for you, though. I never did news for you.
And I gave you your big one.
Yeah, I know it. The hop. It was very big. The one hop was fantastic.
Man,
that was when I was working for the big money.
With a big mother.
I made $10 on that one there. It was a lot of fun. It was out in East Squeedunk, Nova Scotia.
Oh, don't say that. Remember, wine goes to your head, man.
Yeah, I know it. I think I'm still affected.
190 proof, Dad. 90 proof programming.
90 proof programming. The other 10% is what I was
doing.
Doesn't
happen on schedule.
You know, one of these days, I have a feeling I'm going to get a nasty letter.
I hope it's not from the draft board.
No, he hasn't talked to me since anyhow. It's 9 minutes past 12 midnight on the Bob Diamond House Party.
You never said thank you, man. I'm
sorry.
Say thank you, man. Acknowledge it.
Thank you, man. Acknowledge it. All right,
you've got to thank me with sincerity, Dad.
Oh, thank me with sincerity, Dad.
But thank you, George. You're wonderful, man.
Oh, thank you, George. You're wonderful, man.
I always read your columns.
I always read your column, man.
No, I didn't say man. Don't ad-lib, man.
Oh, okay. Don't ad-lib, man. Man.
And when you come over my house tonight, I'll have you play my bongo.
Your bongo? What?
No,
there's two to a bongo set.
Man, I've only got three hands. People say I'm weird, Dad.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Guy walked up to me the other day and he said, how do I get to Carnegie Hall, man? You know what I told him.
What'd you tell him, man?
Practice?
That's a good idea. All right. Can I get out with this mess?
You said it, Ben.
Yeah, I know I said it.
Apologize to me, man.
Apologize? Now what do I do? I got to apologize now.
Tell me it's 10 minutes after 12.
It's 10 minutes after 12.
The temperature,
I don't know. I haven't counted. Mount Vermont, 1.6.
I told you to come prepared, Ben.
I know, but I forgot all about my Boy Scout training. It's one of those things.
Fill up your car with a high-octane sound of KB radio, man.
Right, man. Right, man.
You gotta say that.
Oh, fill up your car with a high-octane sound of KB radio, man.
And you ad-lib for over a minute now, Dad.
And I ad-lib for over a minute now, Dad.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I broke the format, Mr. Barrett. I'd like to break your head instead.
We're both sorry, Mr. Barrett. It's funny that way. We just got carried away, and I mentioned my name more than three times in the hour, and I think it's terrible, but it's fun, you know.
Ah, sounds from out of the past. But remember that this one.
Yeah. I got on a CD bus and found a vacancy.
How long has it been since you heard him? Since you heard a Chuck Berry sound, huh? On the Bob Diamond House Party Show, kind of nice to hear the old sound of Chuck Berry back again. And that's Nadine. That's a KB Hot Prospect on our survey. We've got 10 degrees on the frontier in Buffalo. Our humidity is 71%. The barometer falling. The wind's in our south yell at 6 miles an hour.
Beatlemania is here.
Love you, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Beatlemania is here. And just listen to what the Beatle headquarters has for you. First, you got this full-size 33 and a third long play album, complete with the great Beatle hits, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, Please Please Me, plus six more. Then, with every album as a special bonus, you'll receive a beautiful Beatle badge for you to wear on your shirt, sweater, or coat. Everyone will stop and look at this attractive pen with pictures of Paul, Ringo, George, and John. And that's not all. Included in the special package from Beatle headquarters, you'll also receive a gorgeous full-color 8x10 photograph of the Beatles, suitable for framing. This complete package, including your 12-inch long play album, your Beatle badge, and your gorgeous full-color photo of the Beatles, isn't $5, isn't $4, but just $2. That's right. You get everything in one package for just $2. So hurry, send your $2 today to Beatle Headquarters, WKBW Radio, Buffalo.